What up?
Static Selector, how you doing?
Good, man. How's it going?
It's going well. How have you been, though? I know we last spoke, I think, in May, when we were talking about 1982, the quarantine.
Word, yeah.
How's it going, though, from this whole time during the pandemic? I know you've been doing the show and mixing and creating the project, Balancing Act.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've just been working, you know. When I'm not with my daughter, I'm in the studio, and it's just, you know, being consistent and trying to keep my mind busy, man, because, you know, we're living in crazy times, and just music's very therapeutic.
It is. It really is. And it's just something that I thought about the other day. I feel as though hip-hop is really back this year. I know I told you last time how I feel about it. We often agree on the hip-hop stance right now, just the mumble rap and all that. But the Balancing Act, MC8 dropped a nice album this year, Benny the Butcher, Conway. Do you think hip-hop is finally back this year?
I mean, it never went anywhere. I think the game's wide open. It's a beautiful place to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long were you working it on the Balancing Act? Was it before 1982, the quarantine?
Yeah, about a year and a half. I wasn't going too hard with it before the quarantine, but, a couple of records got done last year, and then I started going full blast, kind of when things opened back up a little bit, like summertime.
Yeah, I mean, were artists afraid to go to the studio at all with COVID-19?
Yeah, some. Most of the album was done, you know, via email in this situation. So I can't wait to get back in the studio with more people. But, you know, Joey came through and did his records there, and Term, and, like, some of my closer friends did it that way, but a lot of it was emailed.
Did Nas do it in the studio with you for Keep It Moving?
Nah, he was in L.A.
He was in L.A.
My daughter's going crazy. It's not ready yet, baby. It's still freezing. Look, it's not ready yet. Oh, that one is.
Something that I found interesting was the record time with Jack Harlow. How long have you known Jack Harlow for?
A couple of years. I met him around that time Sundown came out. I really love that record. That's like my favorite joint he did. How'd that feel? Just got hit in the head by the freezer door. I've known him for a while, and I'm proud of that kid.
I like that you took him out of his element, because when you hear what's popping, it's the trendy new sound. You took him into a conscious state of rap, and he can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very versatile. I feel like he can pull off any style hip hop record.
Now, on the album, I hear him talk about Mac Miller. What was it that you told him about Mac Miller?
It's like right when Mac passed. He hit me up and he's like, I'm in New York, what do you got going on? I was like, I'm going to the club and you want to come out? And we went over to Marquee and we, you know, we're sitting there surrounded by women and bottles and all this. Mm-hmm. And we were just having a real serious conversation in the middle of the party.
And then you could hear that on the record time. Make sure you go check that out. I saw on your Instagram, you also posted with Method Man song, Hard Living, that he just keeps getting better with time.
Yeah, absolutely. And he doesn't swear either. A lot of people don't talk about that. Like, Method Man hasn't sworn in like 10 years.
Really? He hasn't sworn in 10 years? I didn't even notice that. It. You don't? That's how good he is.
Yep.
MC Search was the same way. I remember when he had the White Rapper show, he'd criticize rappers if they swore. He's like, you don't need to.
Yeah, but that was also because they were on TV, and like, it's a lot less editing when people weren't swearing.
I didn't even think of that, because I look back to the Cactus album, and I really didn't hear MC Search swear on that either.
Yeah, I think he did a couple times.
You did?
Wow. She just dumped water all over her coloring books. Ollie, what are you doing?
Who designed the cover for the Balancing Act? Because it has your daughter on there, too.
Yeah, Tristan Eaton and Don Dirty. Tristan's like a really, he's one of the biggest street artists in the world. He did the whole Super Bowl art campaign this year. Like, he's out of here. So the fact he did that for me was like a real blessing. And then Dom's been involved with my covers for a while now.
I saw on your Instagram too, you were getting attention from Fox. Fox, they had you on to talk about the album.
Yeah, that was cool, man. Went on Good Day New York and just talked about it and talked about being a dad and all that. It was pretty cool. So shout out to Fox 5 for having me on.
As far as other artists go, with getting better with time, because like you said, we talked about before, Method Man's just getting better with time. Who are some other artists you think have gotten better with time?
Royce, Black Thought. Those are like the main ones to me, is Method Man, Royce, and Black Thought.
I have an interesting question for you, because you've been in the game so long. If you could have one rapper on an upcoming album or just a song that has passed away, give you a couple examples, Big L, Tupac, Big Pun, who would you want on that album the most?
Man, it would probably be Biggie, man, definitely.
Biggie.
I mean, Big L and Big Pun, Pac, all the people you just mentioned, I'm really big fans of. But, you know, I miss doing records with Sean Price and Mac and Prodigy. Like, I wish I could have them all back, man.
Yeah, I think I remember when you released the Biggie song that you did.
Yeah,
that was back this year.
I literally did that on my kitchen table, like, and it's crazy how it took off like that. It was on all the websites, and I just thought it was cool that it was a verse no one ever really heard. No one ever did hear it.
Yeah, and people, I remember when it dropped, people were psyched to hear it because they didn't think it was coming.
Yeah, Mr. C called me and was like, "Where did you get that?" Like, nobody could figure it out.
How's the show going, though, now that you're doing it from home?
What, the radio show?
Yeah.
Oh, I do that in my studio. But, it's cool. I can't wait to be live again, though. We pre-record it right now.
Yeah.
The day before.
As far as the album goes, what would you say is your favorite track?
Either the Jack Harlow record or the Joey Nas joint. Or I love the other Joey record, too, Watching Me. Every song got a different meaning to me, so everything. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing any upcoming Instagram live performances with the artists at all?
I did a couple on Twitch for the album release, but nothing anytime soon. I mean, I do my DJ mixes once in a while. Yeah. I do like Friday nights, but I ain't got nothing for the rest of the year. I'm just trying to take it easy and just enjoy this time with my daughter, and then just next year go full blast.
Yep. Are you looking forward to the Celtics starting? I know you're a Celtic fan.
Of course. What day is the start?
I think you guys play Wednesday. You play against the Bucks. I know that 100% that you play the Bucks first.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was angry when the Celtics lost to the Nets. I hate the Nets.
Yeah, me too. The Nets are going to be really good this year. You know what? I don't hate them. I mean, KD's a good friend of mine, and I rooted for the Nets when Paul Pierce and KG went there for like a year. I was like a Nets fan just because I mess with KG. With KG and Paul Pierce so much, I'm like such a fan that I'll root for them no matter what they do. But, I'm Celtics for life.
You guys also took all their picks too.
Yep. Be interesting. It should be interesting this year. Because the teams are back in there. The stadiums now, right? It's not the bubble anymore.
Yeah, they're back in their stadiums. So I'm kind of curious now that they're back in the stadiums, how much COVID's going to affect them.
Yeah, you're going to probably start seeing some positives because, in the bubble, they did a really great job containing everything.
Yeah, no one tested positive in the bubble. So now that everything's back to normal, kind of, with them back in their own stadiums, who knows what's going to happen.
It's crazy that the NBA handled COVID better than the U.S. government.
Yeah, it's so true though. You trust the vaccine?
Nah, I already had COVID, so I'm not like stressing getting no vaccine or any of that. But
You did?
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear that.
My mother had it. Like everybody I know had it. Term was like in a hospital hotel for like a week with it. Millie's too. Like everybody I know had it at some point.
Joey, what was your symptoms?
It's like it was before the U.S. like it was before most of the U.S. was talking about it. It was like January. I went to Disney World. I think I got it either there or at a Grammy weekend. Definitely everybody that went to like all those Grammy events in February was like spreading that around too.
Yeah, I've been in my house. The last time we talked, I only think I've been out of the house 5 or 6 times. So I've been full quarantine working from home.
New York, we were in the house for 2 months without. Hold on, Harvey. No, we're not wasting soap. We were in the house for 2 months straight, like not leaving the house, and then slowly started going to places. Daddy, I'm not gonna use soap. Hey, you're being rude.
Oh, what's your daughter's favorite song on the album? Are you gonna let her listen to it?
What's your favorite song on the album?
Fake Snoopy. Hey, yes, you. I want your fake Snoopy.
We're not making smoothies. Hey, what's your favorite song?
I'll make a fake Snoopy.
What's your favorite song?
I'll make fake Snoopy.
Can you sing your song?
Thriller.
No, not Thriller. What song?
Thriller.
On my album.
Thriller.
What song?
Michael Jackson.
No, on my album, Daddy.
Thriller.
All right, she only likes Michael Jackson now.
Oh man. I had OT The Real on my show a few weeks ago and he told me about something that you guys are working on. I heard he has a track with Millie's that you guys did.
Yeah, I haven't even heard it yet. That's the funny thing. He came up. He came up and hold on. Jeez. What's up? You're not wasting ingredients. I'll give you sprinkles here. Yeah, OT came to my radio show and we spoke about it because I got a joint with him in Flame, too.
Any upcoming other songs that you have on the way or any other projects that you're working on? You're always working on something.
Yeah, I mean, the album 2 Chainz is finally coming. I got a project with Nems. I got a project with Black Thought coming. Like, there's a lot of music coming, man.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Static? Anything else you'd like to get out here on the show here tonight?
Not just, you know, I appreciate everybody supporting the Balancing Acts out right now everywhere. Vinyl's about to ship. The vinyl's sold out, but I think there's still black vinyl available, but the colors, the limited ones, like, flew out of here. So merch is available now on my site, Show Off Hip Hop. I just appreciate you, man.
No doubt. Stack Select, I want to thank you for coming on the show here. Again, you're always welcome back here. Anything else you got to promote, make sure you follow my Instagram, Twitter, at Static Select. I want you to have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, man.
No doubt. Take care and stay safe, Static.
Much love. Peace.